This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 9th of May. I'm Lucy Burton. Time now to turn to those markets and Peter Jankowskis of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. I asked him whether he thought the Saudi shakeup had affected the oil price.
Well, on the margin it may have, but I think the bigger story today was some news out of Canada regarding the wildfires and their progress that they're moving away from the oil production areas, and that's led to some speculation that crude will continue to be in strong supply.
So good news there for some people. And the other big story of the day is that biotech companies and pharmaceutical companies are doing well.
Yes, we had a very strong surge, particularly in the biotech sector today here in the U.S. There's been a lot of call about rising drug prices, which, you know, certainly in aggregate they have been rising. But also, I think people need to take it into the broader context of why these prices are rising. We have some medications out there that have 90% success rates over what were previously tremendously debilitating or even life-threatening diseases. So in many cases, the high prices are justified.
And which companies are we talking about?
One of the companies that did well today was Gilead, for example, with their breakthrough treatments for hepatitis C. Also, some others in that biotech space where these types of treatments have become more and more common.
And finally, Peter, we've seen a tie-up between another two big companies, one that I think cops might be particularly interested in.
Yes, indeed. The deal for Krispy Kreme today. It's a company that's had a very checkered past here, if you will. You know, at one time was a growth darling, struggled near bankruptcy, and it's good to see that they're moving into another umbrella.
And why have they linked up with a coffee company, do you think, with Kenko?
Well, to me, it seems like a pretty natural thing in the morning to have a cup of coffee and some donuts.
Doesn't it just? Peter Jankowskis there. Well, on Wall Street, the Dow was down 0.2% at 17,705. And at the end of the day in London, the 100-share index was down 0.2% at 61.41. Gold is trading at $1,264 an ounce, and Brent crude $43.50 per barrel.
For more from the world of finance, try Business Daily, one of our most popular podcasts. Go to bbcworldservice.com/businessdaily.